You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Wood River Valley has a booming tourist economy, thanks in part to the Sun Valley Resort area. It's home to one of the best ski areas in the world. Housing costs are high, and groceries and other sundries, well, they're spendy. And if you are a seasonal employee, which most work is in that part of Idaho, food insecurity is real. That's why a Bellevue organization is trying to bridge the gap, even when it's not the holiday season. Tom Michael reports.
It's a sunny afternoon in the town of Bellevue. Brooke McKenna looks over her computer out into a waiting room of about a dozen people. She's the director of operations here at the Hunger Coalition.
Hey, you're number 37.
When clients walk in, she takes their card, enters them into her computer, and assigns them a number. When the number is called, they get to push a shopping cart down through an aisle of shelves stocked with food. This is a distribution, and it happens 3 days a week.
Today, is going generally pretty well. It's about 15 to 30 minutes wait time on average.
A young woman and her child walk through, filling their cart, as volunteer Eleanor Ward guides them.
And we have all this soup. You can take 8 cans. We have chicken noodle and tomato. And you can get 8 cans of whichever you want. And either a loaf of bread or tortillas.
This scene plays out in food pantries across the country, but it seems surprising here, near Sun Valley, where you can find multi-million dollar homes and a famous 82-year-old ski resort.
This is Sun Valley. People spend their lives doing what they want to do, and that's the way it should be. And that's the way it is here at Sun Valley.
But that outside polish masks a cold, hard truth.
We are living in the 8th most expensive county in the nation for food.
That's Jean Liston, executive director of the Hunger Coalition, describing the root of the problem. Service industry wages are often low and not reliable year-round. Plus, there are limited housing options. In fact, 0.3% of housing here was built since 2010, and much of it is out of reach, says Liston.
Affordable housing is a huge issue here. I would say we have an affordable housing crisis in our community.
Blaine County, like elsewhere in Idaho, is enjoying a period of low unemployment right now. Workers are in high demand.
So yeah, even though the economy has improved, we have actually found that we're having record numbers of people coming to us this year, despite this improved economy, and we believe it's at least in part because people move here thinking they can get a great job, but they have no idea how expensive it is to live here. And they find themselves upside down. They can't find an affordable place to live, and they end up in our lines.
And labor is seasonal, with tourist peaks in the summer and the winter. But in 2018, even those typical calendar trends aren't playing out here. Crowds have gathered in this waiting room all year long. McKenna points to her computer screen.
And this year, this is our purple. We haven't really been following that at all. Normally, when we would have declined in the spring, we spiked. Normally, when we would have declined in the summer, our numbers remained high. So we actually have no idea what we're facing for the winter months.
Sure. Hi, I'm Ryan Wenninger. I'm the warehouse supervisor here at the Hunger Coalition.
He explains most of their food, surprisingly, is not donated, but purchased, and at a discount.
So a nice thing, we work with a lot of the local groceries, both on a donation side. A lot of them love to donate to us instead of just throwing food out. But beyond that, they work really closely with us on the purchasing angle. About 80% of our total food output is purchased.
And their pantry isn't just canned goods like you might find in other communities across the country. He describes their commitment to offering fresh food.
So this is our walk-in fridge. This is where we store most of our produce, whether it's donated or comes from our farm. Over there, we have our freezer. That's where we store most of our proteins. And we're one of the unique food pantry setups that does offer that, which is really cool, I think.
And it's not just fresh produce in there, but fresh meat.
Our freezer is stocked with ground elk right now, thanks to some of the local hunters who donate some of their kill.
That's Kristen McMahon, who handles communications. She says their clientele can't be just characterized as those living in extreme poverty. The coalition serves many lower middle-income families from what she calls the ALICE population, asset-limited, income-constrained, employed. She says that 35% of the county's population is either considered food insecure or one crisis away from that status. The Hunger Coalition, which started as an all-volunteer organization, is celebrating 15 years. And Liston, who joined as their first paid employee in 2007, is still surprised by the broad nature of food insecurity.
I think that people would be shocked to know the wide variety of families that come through our doors. And we're always surprised as staff about how many people we actually might know. And I think the community in general would be really surprised to see some of their neighbors and their friends that, you know, we all fall on hard times.
And the negative stigma of asking for a grocery cart of free food is something they battle every day. So they've changed their approach. Liston put out a survey in 2015. 46%
of the people responded to a survey that we sent out that no matter how bad it got, they would never seek emergency food assistance, but they'd be willing to work or volunteer in exchange for food.
It was like a light bulb went off. And suddenly they had a name for this program, too, Volunteers for Veggies, at Bloom Community Farm in Haley. People would work on that farm in exchange for some of the harvest. In 2017, they were expecting a modest launch.
Last year was our first year with Volunteer for Veggies program, and we were hoping to get 25 people out on the farm volunteering. We ended up with 229.
So they started to chip away at the stigma in other places. Their big orange truck that goes around town doesn't say hunger or food bank anywhere on it. It's stocked with fresh food and shelves of books. Plus, the way they wanted the public to see their client has changed as well, says McMahon.
We also worked behind the scenes to evolve our brand and our message. So not so much using the demoralizing language of, you know, people in need or the hungry, but more talking about people who are faced with adversity and having to make these kind of heroic journeys in order to just put food on the table or make it through the day-to-day. And that's really impressive, and those are some of the strongest people you might encounter.
And they are also some of the youngest. Over the past 5 years, 30% of Blaine County households included children.
Last year, we provided food to 1 in 5 people in our community, and over half of them were children.
Liston knows public schools help with school breakfast and lunch, at least during the school year.
I know a lot of people think, oh, summer's fun in the sun for the kids, but it can be very stressful if you don't know where your next meal is coming from. You have parents that are out, you know, working really hard to provide an income, and you're one of these latchkey kids that relied on the free and reduced meals during the school year. How do you get that nourishment in the summer months?
In Blaine County, an estimated 73% of households that received the federal program SNAP had children under 18, and teenagers are an important component of their volunteer farm, helping to instill a sense of value and pride as they pass into adulthood. According to Feeding America, there are higher rates of food insecurity elsewhere in Idaho, across the northern counties of the Panhandle. But the average meal cost in Blaine County is still the state's highest. And even in this era of cheaper and cheaper food, there's a commitment here not to sacrifice nutrition for calories and not to sacrifice dignity just to fulfill a need. In Bellevue, Tom Michael, Boise State Public Radio News.
And Tom is joining me in studio to talk more in depth about this. And Tom, what stuck out to me in this story was that Blaine County is, what, the eighth highest county in the nation when it comes to the cost of food.
Yeah, that was surprising. In the state of Idaho, about $4.36 on average for a meal in Blaine County, which is much higher than the rest of the state.
And then it comes to the need for this food coalition. Now, you went to a distribution. Talk to me a little bit about what that was like and what you saw.
Sure. So it's hard to judge a book by its cover, but in the lobby area, you heard a lot of Spanish spoken, some foreign born, but also couples I would describe as perhaps, you know, ranch couples. So it is a broad slice of Blaine County, really.
And what was interesting to me was kind of this aha moment that the coalition had about this survey that you talked about and what they found out about it. Talk to me a little bit more about this idea that we need to change our perception of what the hungry looks like.
Right. It was fascinating that people said they wouldn't take a handout. There's a lot of pride across the state, but that they would go work for it. So, I, it was wintered over by the time I got to the gardens and to the farm, but people worked in the farms and they enjoyed. Teens got a real sense of pride bringing home distressed fruit and produce and reselling it like entrepreneurs in their community.
And that has to make, I would think, people have a pride for the fact that, as you said, this isn't a handout, but kind of a hand up.
That's exactly that's a great way to put it. And also that it could happen to anyone, that a lot of people are just one crisis away from a real disaster. You know, labor's seasonal there, housing's expensive, groceries are expensive. All these things add up. If you don't get that right job that one season, you're in trouble.
And even though you said in the piece that there are places that have more food insecurity in the state of Idaho than Blaine County, but a lot of this comes down to the fact that it's so expensive. And we're not talking just food. I mean, it's housing. It's the seasonal work. I mean, the list goes on and on.
And people come from far away to work in these our tourist areas up there, and they're shocked when they get there. And so you've got to support them with a safety net, apparently.
So talk to me about how they decided to form the coalition 15 years ago. And it's kind of surprising to think that they've needed this for as long as they've needed it.
Yeah, it was all a volunteer until they hired Gene Liston in 2007, 4 years in, and they decided we need to get larger. They now have 13 full-time employees, and they bulk up to about 30 during high season.
Also, did you see, you know, certain types of people? And what I mean by that is how you said, you know, maybe people living on farms, things like that. But were they older people, younger people, or did it range the gamut?
What ranged the gamut? You did see a lot of young women with children. You know, children are greatly affected by food insecurity. And a lot of older couples, too, perhaps on welfare or, you know, just having hard times.
And this idea, too, that they actually don't get a lot of the food donated. Are they looking for that, or do they basically just work with the stores?
Well, they work with the stores really to get bulk rates and purchase. I don't think they could do enough food drives and get enough donated food. But with that purchasing power, they can really bring in a lot of fresh produce. You know, I got to say, I look at the fresh produce section. It looks like you're in Whole Foods. I mean, they do a nice job with their greens.
I'd like to thank you for coming in and talking about this and telling us about this food coalition in Blaine County.